the intention of the podcast is to educate the listener and for them to want more. And if someone is able to take the content and make money with it, and it's a free content, imagine what would happen if they were actually being helped.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. It is your host, Adam AAA Adams, and I'm actually joined with a friend of mine today on this episode, Marco Kozlowski. Really, honestly, and genuinely, just such a great guy, like somebody that I admire, somebody that I respect, somebody that I look up to. He does real estate, which, as if you followed me for a little while, you know that I've been doing real estate for a long time. And he's been doing it for like 22 years as of recently. And what's kind of cool, he does do coaching and mentoring. So like he actually helps people be involved in real estate. And just to give him a quick shout out, most of the coaches and mentors that are out there, like, and I don't even mean this to be rude or to hurt anyone's feelings, but they've been doing real estate a lot shorter than me. And Marco's been doing it a lot longer than me. So I've been doing real estate investing since 2005, and Marco has been going even longer than that since the 90s. So he's definitely somebody to follow. And when I asked him at the beginning of this episode, like in the pre-interview, I said, Marco, what value do you want to give to like new podcasters? And it was interesting because the feedback that he shared is he just says to authentically give quality content, give to give, not give to get. And that resonates with me as really speaking to who Marco is as a person and as a podcaster and as a coach and a mentor, because he does that at his virtual events, which we'll put a link in so you can find some of those virtual events. He does that on every single episode, and we actually manage his podcast. So I heard probably the first 15 or 20, he's got over 100 episodes now, but I heard probably the first 15 plus episodes where like I was trying to listen and I'm thinking to myself, this guy adds so much value on his podcast. Like, it's insane. He gives literally to give. And I just want to point that out. That's really the topic. That's really the idea of where we're going to be coming from today. With that said, Marco, your bio, your lengthy, awesome bio is actually in the show notes. So for our listener, you can just scroll down and check out everything. In just to kind of sum it up, though, he runs a podcast called Big Fat Real Estate Checks. And what he teaches in his podcast and in his business, which the podcast and the business go hand in hand with each other, the main thing that he's teaching is how do you buy a property, even if you have like literally you don't want to use any of your own money or you have none to use? How do you do that? There are ways. And he talks about a strategy that he and a lot of his coaching clients have been able to implement, where you're buying something under its value, you're getting a company or a person to lend the entire down payment. And in some cases, like you're making money the day that you buy and you own this asset that pays you cash flow. So that's where we're starting with Marco. He's been doing it for quite a long time. He buys like hotels and things like that. So I encourage you to check out his show. It's called Big Fat Real Estate Checks. My team, because we manage your show, we just call it BFC. That's the name of your podcast with the three-letter acronym. BFC, Big Fat Real Estate Checks. Marco, since the bio is already in the show notes, I really want to talk a little bit about how you believe that, why did you start a podcast and how do you think it like can support your business and your coaching program?
Thanks for that amazing introduction. First of all, I appreciate that. I'm impressed with myself, I think. Just regular guy, just trying to help as many people as possible that's made a ton of mistakes over 22 years. And I'm always passionate about helping people. I retired a few years ago and I saw you were doing a podcast. Other people that I also respect tremendously were doing podcasts. And I thought, well, I haven't done that yet, so let's give that a shot. And when you have some time on your hands, because of I'm blessed and grateful that I made some more good decisions than bad ones, I'm able to focus and put something together that has extreme quality, which is very important to me. Not just putting out a product in anything that I do, I want it to be the best it can be without procrastinating, because many people want to get into something and don't want to do anything until it's perfect. I've learned a long time ago that you have to get started to get perfect. You don't have to get perfect to get started. And that is a big procrastination tool for those perfectionists out there. So bottom line answer is I just wanted to have another platform to deliver value. I wasn't expecting thousands of listeners. I wasn't expecting anything really. I just wanted to give. And when you have that in mind and you do give out quality content, no matter what your topic is, you'll build a following around that. And the authenticness and the genuine desire to be useful will come through if you have that in mind.
We could end the podcast episode there. There was a lot of good stuff. I am thinking to myself, like with your podcast, I'm just remembering part of your journey where we've served a lot of podcasters and a lot of them have gotten been able to rank like top 1% in the world, which is wonderful. It means they have a lot of listens, downloads, ratings, reviews. But I remember like specifically because you just mentioned when you do something, when Marco does something, he wants it to be the best it can be. And partly why working with a company to help with the podcast and partly why I think you add such immense amount of value in every episode that you do. Like, I really truly believe that the content is just untouchable. It's just so hard to reach there. But I don't know if you remember this, Marco. You remember me thinking like that 100 ratings and reviews was remarkable and amazing. And didn't you say something like, well, I want 1,000?
Yep. You remember that?
I don't know if you're looking at me when you said that, but I did that thing where like my son and I were just watching a show together, a movie. What is it called? Scooby-Doo, like one of the Scooby-Doo movies. And when they like gulp and they're trying to swallow, but their mouth is dry. And that's pretty much what I did. I'm like, 1,000? How are we supposed to like get 1,000? Like, that's way good. That's like 10 times the amount of just the top 0.6% in the entire world. For ratings and reviews, 0.6% of podcasts have 100 or more ratings and reviews. And this guy wanted 1,000. And I'm like, I can give you as many as I can give you. I can work as hard as I can. I can put it in front of more people. We can private message people. We can do Facebook ads. But I don't know about 1,000. That sounds pretty crazy. And we're doing the pre-interview. And you mentioned that you had 1,000. So I had to double check it. It's like over 1,000 ratings and reviews. And I know that like the package that you have with us, others do that, but they're not like 100 times better than the top 1% like you are. And so it comes to the place where we have to decide, like, why is your show doing what it's doing? And what can our listener get from that? It has to come back to the first point of the podcast. The question that I asked you before I even started recording, what do you want to pour into a listener? And it's all about give to give. Like, your content is awesome. Your heart is in the right place. And I have to imagine, hopefully we're helping a little bit in some of those, but there's no way that you're like that high up without having your listener share the content with other listeners, without having them believe in your message. So let's talk about that. Like, I'm a new podcaster. I'm brand new. And I'd like to get in the top 10% or top 1% or like way higher like Marco is. How do I go about creating content that is going to be giving to give value first? Is there like a strategy to that that we can pick up?
Well, first of all, I feel like a piece of bread because you're buttering me up so much.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
It's really impressive to be honest with you.
I don't know what I don't know. And you've been at this game a lot longer than I have on the podcasting side. And I know 100 people that I work with, and I felt like 100 wasn't that much. I'm blessed with a following already, so I was able to bump those numbers up. I think we got to 300 and we hit a plateau at one point-ish, which I know you were very impressed with at that point. And just a side note that we have over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's not just 1,000 reviews, and it's five-star, right? If you take a look at what's going on, it's mostly five-star, then we have maybe one or two four-star. You can see it's very, very low on the four-star. And it comes back to the content that I deliver. And I have also Frank and Gabe, who are my co-podcasters. They're students of mine that have both met me 6-7 years ago, both had extremely good jobs, and decided to hang up their retirement and their pensions because their real estate cash flow far exceeded the money that they were making, and they hated being in the office. And I'm talking offices like head office of KPMG, making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And one worked for the Canadian government, very high official in the Canadian government, said, you know what, I can't be here anymore. I can't come to the office. I just can't do it anymore. And when you have the ability to impact other people where they've really were able to shift their lives and make a difference, that's only two people. I wanted more reach as well to be able to help as many humans as possible with knowledge that most people don't have. Now, if you're a podcaster, you have a knowledge base or an angle or a message that is important, that is valuable, that needs to be shared. And if you map out the topics, and that was something that took us a long time, is we took a whole bunch of topics and what are the things that we can discuss around those topics that are going to add value? It's very easy to talk about a topic, but at the end of the episode, what can I really do? What can I action? What is it that I can, is the listener really going to get something out of this? We're not just doing a podcast and just shooting the shit. I don't know if I can say that, shooting things around. All right, I'm very colorful.
On this podcast, we will cuss when we feel like cussing. In fact, randomly enough, like I just had an episode, not to derail the conversation at all. We just had a podcast episode literally on cussing. And I think that the only way to attract your avatar is to be who you are. Like you have to be yourself to the core. Yes. And I believe that some people, like they would normally cuss, but they hold back. And because of that, I think that it's hard for people to fully trust and believe in them because there's something missing. So you can cuss and we'll leave it in. It's good.
All right. Yes. And that comes back to being authentic and being yourself. Because if you try to be someone that you're not, authenticity is missing, and the listener can definitely hear that. And we're very in tune with what people should sound like and very sensitive to phony. I think so anyway. So coming back to what are we going to do? What are we going to offer? What real experiences or stories or insight or techniques or strategies that we can deliver to the person that knows nothing? So we're coming from the vantage point of it's a new listener. They've just stumbled across the podcast. They don't have to listen to the first. I encourage everyone almost on every episode to listen to the first 10 first, because it explains asset-based lending, how you don't need any money. This is not get rich quick. If you're not willing to put in the work or the effort and really learn things, this is never going to work for you, because there are very specific skills and skill sets that you need to develop in order to buy something with no money. There are tons of get rich quickers out there. And if you do not follow process, you're just not going to get results. I'm a big believer of being married to process and divorced from results. So the result that I wanted was not necessarily 1,000 five-star reviews. Now we're 10,000. So that's our next benchmark. So how do we get to 10,000? And if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough, right? You should be scared of whatever things you want to achieve. And I've always operated that way. I come from a very small town in Canada of 35,000 people that very few escape from, and I just wanted to be better. And I always associate myself with the best that I can find, like Adam and anyone else that can serve the greater purpose of how can I share whatever I have to offer to a bigger community. So I think having a clarity, I think that's an important word to underline, clarity as to what your message really is, and a clarity of delivering that message in a way that people can understand. because real estate can be pretty complicated. I know that we both rub shoulders with extremely successful people and very intelligent people. And sometimes the simplicity of what they're doing gets overshadowed by how complicated they make it, if that makes sense. Again, I'm not putting anyone down at all, or the results that they achieve or how they operate. I've just really worked hard at developing the skill of taking very complicated concepts and making them very simple to understand in a very good morsel, morsel by morsel. And I use morsel because it's delicious, right? It's something that you want more of. And I think that's another aspect of whatever podcast or message that you want to deliver, however the medium is deliver really good, juicy, delicious morsels that make people want more.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
One thing that I think needs to have some fine line or some correct balance for, and it is going between your heart, which is, you've said it so many times. I mean, we could like mark and circle them on a transcript. You keep coming back to, how do I serve more people? How do I help more people? How do I help this person that knows nothing about like my business? How do I get them to take the first steps, the next steps? How do we do it in an authentic way? It's obvious that it's important to you that you're helping others. But at the same time, we shouldn't have a business without the intent of also making money, right? Like a business, a company, it's nothing if it doesn't produce an income. So with you and like finding that balance of, what do I teach them on the show versus what are the call to actions for them to hire us as their coach or their mentor? Like, where do we look at that balance to be able to be at the level that you are with both?
It's a very good question. I just hope I answer it in a way that's going to not confuse more.
Okay.
So let me start with this. So a business obviously has to make money, and we do very well. The intention of the podcast is to educate the listener and for them to want more. And if someone is able to take the content and make money with it, and it's a free content, imagine what would happen if they were actually being helped. So I believe that there are basically four kinds of humans. There's the geniuses, there's those that are A people, B people, C people, and D people. Let's put them in categories so it's easy to understand. The A person's a genius. They see Bruce Lee on the TV and they're instantly kung fu experts. They don't need any help. They watch a pilot fly a plane. They read the manual and they instantly have knowledge of what needs to be done. They see Michael Jordan do their thing and suddenly they're amazing. They're just geniuses. I'm not that human. Then you have the B people who have accomplished a series of things. They know what they know and they know what they don't know. And let's say I was a doctor, which I'm not. They went to medical school, learned by other doctors that knew what they were doing, and they went through a process to be the best doctor that they could be, and now they're a doctor and they had to pay for that education, right? Those are those that we serve, the B people, that know that with a certain amount of content, they're going to be okay, but if they really want to exceed, then go from a dabbler to someone that's doing this as a hobby to someone that really wants to make a serious amount of cash. There are things that you need to have support on and help on in order to really do it right. Because the thing that you're not doing is what's not working. And unless someone is telling you this is what you're missing, it's never going to work out. And they understand that and they're willing to pay for it, right? The cost is not the problem, because the cost is never the issue. I've never seen a drug addict that doesn't have money for their drug or their fix. Money isn't the issue. That's an excuse. If you really want a result for the small amount that our entry class is very inexpensive, and the result is much more significant than the cost. So if you focus on cost, you're never going to get anywhere. If you focus on result, it doesn't matter what it costs. I think even before our pre-interview, I said, whatever this costs, I'm in. I don't care what it costs because this is the result that I'm looking for. I'm focused on result, not necessarily cost.
Yeah.
Then there's the C people, who are the do-it-yourselfers that want to do everything for free. They've become very successful. Maybe they're doctors, but they think that because I'm a doctor and I'm amazing, that I can do anything and I'm amazing. I'm an architect, and because I'm an architect, I can figure anything out. That's not the case, right? I didn't know anything about podcasting, so I went to you and said, teach me. I'm your slave. Whatever you need, you're going to get, period. I'm an expert in what I do now. I'm not an expert in this. Teach me, Yoda, and I will do whatever you say. I am your slave. I'm your servant. Whatever you need, I'm going to do. So I'm more in the B category. I have no problem investing in things that will improve myself and my business, right? But the C people are not those people. They're good at what they do, but they're just not getting the help that they need in order to break through the barrier that's stopping them. They try something. This is like a fly in the wall. They hit a glass wall. They fall down. They hit another glass wall. They fall down. If you hit enough of those glass walls by trying to do everything yourself, you eventually quit, give up, and say, podcasting doesn't work, or real estate doesn't work, or Forex, or whatever you guys are into. It doesn't matter. And then there's the D people. And the D people is who we serve as well. The D people are those that don't have money necessarily, or credit, or don't want to use their money or credit because they're over-leveraged. They don't want to risk the farm on buying assets. They don't want to touch their retirement fund because one small bad move and they're ruined. And they really need to do things and have someone help them without costing an arm and a leg and a left testicle. They want to be able to do, just follow a process and get the help necessary so they can eventually up to a higher level to invest back into their business. So the B people are not going to be a problem. The A people are geniuses. They're fine. The C people, oh, very, very scary. And then the D people are those that need the upper hand, the help in order to get out of whatever situation they're in. And we serve both the D's and the B's. The A's, we, if that makes any sense. So I don't know.
Out of curiosity, just to try to make sure I understand, because you said, I'm not sure if that makes sense. And I think it does, but I'm trying to clarify a one piece. B is, it sounds like B is somebody that believes in themselves, but knows that working with somebody else could streamline the success. D is like somebody who really needs help, but they don't automatically have all that capital to just say, oh, I'll just throw money at it, it'll fix problem or whatever. And so my question would be to see if I understand, is it that you're serving B people and D people, or is it that you're serving D people to become B people? Just my only question.
I'm helping B people full time and know that there's an investment to that. And the D people that have time but don't have any money.
Okay.
And they want a very low entry point in order to start generating some cash. So when they have cash, they can come into B people and work with someone to really hold them accountable, if that makes sense. So the podcast is for all levels, right? But those that become clients of ours. So to answer your question, how do we make money through the podcast? How do we monetize it? If that's the genuine question, is anyone that understands what we do and understands that our genuine desire to help, that has just enough money. If I invest a couple grand to learn this, I'm going to get the result and I will help those people. Mm-hmm. Those that want a couple grand to learn the basics will be B's, C's, and D's. And then they will learn the basics and we'll help them and support them, because our process is we'll help you until you get a desired result.
Yep.
Whatever a promise, I'm only good as the promises I make. And I learned this the hard way. And I know that we've experienced this. I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. When I first started the business, I was all about how much can I sell, right? How many courses can I sell? How many of these can I sell? So as many as I could. But there was nothing to back up the support necessary in order to really serve the community. And it really hurt me because, as you know, there's still folks that from mistakes made in my 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, think that I'm still that human from the past, because I'm not, definitely not perfect, but I definitely have learned from my mistakes. So now we have a boutique operation where I only serve a handful of people. We have 25, 30 people. That's it that we serve at the same time. So we can really help those people authentically without diluting into helping as many people as we can, because we can't, right? But I can serve those that really want to be helped. So our mechanism, if you will, is to serve the right people, and the right people will always come if they see that your intention is in the right place and we give them value for the little that we charge. Yeah. And that's how we monetize. So just like any funnel, if we're talking about business, you give your message, they have to understand what the offer is. There has to be certain exits where if they're not happy, they get a refund. If they don't like what's going on, no problem, no questions asked, same thing. So they can attend the first day of my event, don't absolutely love it. If they're not thrilled in any way, we hit a button, see you later. And that actually frees up 24 other people now that we can focus on. So it's one less person we have to help so we can serve the other 24. So it helps the other 24. In fact, I prefer that they get a refund. You know how difficult people can be to work with that don't want to work. So I love, it's weird. I love someone that asks for a refund because I'm glad you tried it, because most people are too chicken shit to try anything and they complain about everything. So I make it so painless and so easy to exit that I attract the right humans that really want to learn this and do this.
Yeah. I really appreciate it. This is good stuff. Man, I could take this interview so many ways. Four types of people. I'll remember those four types. How do I serve versus how do I make more money? It obviously, you've mentioned in this episode even that your company does really well. And that is as a result of some of these things that you've done. One of them is serving fewer people, but really truly serving them at a high level and allowing the rest to just go. You're good. I don't need the stress of like whatever thousand you paid or any other number. So just take it. And now I can really focus on these other 23 people. You mentioned how you look at it kind of like a funnel. The next question that I want to ask you is just understanding like more about the calls to action that you might have on your podcast. I know that at least when we started with you, you had calls to action. I wonder what you're focusing on now as the call to action. And if it's more of like a call to action, such as if you want to do this, this is the next thing you need to do. Or if it's, hey, we can support you with this, come join us at our virtual boot camp, or regardless of, there's so many different companies out there. So I want to make sure that it's like hitting anyone's business model or more people's business model. The call to action is more like, work with us and we'll get you to that next level. What is it that you guys focus on when you do your interviews for like call to action?
I'm actually embarrassed because I really don't have a call to action at all in my podcast. And I realized that you asked me at the very beginning of this in the pre-interview, you know, what mistakes have you made? And there's one. Very little call to action at the end of my podcast. I'm embarrassed and almost dare say ashamed that I don't have more calls to action at all. Basically, the call to action is like it, love it, share it with your friends. And perhaps there should be more calls to action because I don't have any. Very few of them. Maybe I did in the first 10 or 15. And
yeah, I think you now, did. I think I remember that. Like
it could be, and I lost sight of it. So thanks, man. I don't know. We're at episode 100 in the can. I think we have 105 in the can right now, but they all haven't been released. But I will definitely include a call to action in the future. I think we have them sprinkled around, but cool. I don't make it my mission. I forget, and I've forgotten, because the purpose of the podcast has not been to feed my business. It's been to really deliver content to give.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with having a call to action at all. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I'm not serving my community well by not having a call to action, because if they do want to get better and do want help, I should be helping them, and I don't give them that ability to do so. So I'm robbing them of the opportunity to make that decision. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, I appreciate you and I appreciate your time so much that it makes it hard to know, like, where should we take this? Because you always come from such an authentic, genuine place. And I know that any question that I ask, you will definitely do your best to serve our listener today. Let me ask you this, because I think it benefits our listener, and I hope that it benefits your business as well. Could you take a moment to just share? Actually, no, I got to backpedal that, because
these are not the droids you're looking for.
These are not. There you go. You're the best. I appreciate it. When you were starting your podcast, Marco, like, aside from the fact that we're working together to grow it, just imagine you're just talking to somebody who's completely brand new, and they definitely got the value from what it means to give the give. But I want to talk about the challenges that you had to overcome, regardless of working with a team. What challenges did you come across? Did you approach? Did you see that you had to find a way to still be able to have this podcast that added value to other people that either slowed you down or confused you? Any challenges that you could think of?
I think time and myself. I think those are the two biggest issues.
What do you mean by that?
Well, time, number one, is our biggest enemy, all of us. We have the same 24 hours in a day, and we all have life, and we all have other things going on. And if you don't have anything going on, congrats. Even though I say I've been retired for a very long time, if I make a promise, I want to keep it. And sadly, because of my desire to give, sometimes I take on projects that I regret taking on, but if I make the promise, I have to go through it. And finding the time to record two podcasts, because you had suggested, and it comes down to finding the human, the person, the business that can help you achieve what you want to achieve, letting go of your ego completely. It's out the door. I don't know anything about it. What do I need? What are the things that I need? You gave me a list of, this is the equipment, here's the microphone, here's what you do, here's what you got. By the time you had finished giving me the list, I already had bought it on Amazon. So it was instantaneously, because if I don't do it now, it'll never get done. I know me that well. So if someone says, hey, get to me that next week, nuh-uh, I'm going to do it now because next week is never going to happen. Right? Later always means no. So I've learned myself, and you as a listener, maybe you're different. Maybe you can handle not doing things and handling them later. I can't. I have too much information coming at me all the time, so I have to do it now. And finding the time, because it's not just me. I have my two compadres, as I said, and now they're very, very dear friends. We do a lot of things together. For the 100th episode, I flew up to Canada where we could all be together, and that was a shit show because we couldn't get our equipment to work properly. Then,
oh my gosh,
the sun was in our eyes, then the sun was behind us, and you couldn't see any. It was just a litany of issues. We did more drinking and eating than we did do podcasting. Let's just put it that way. 4 days of complete, it was mayhem. It was hilarious. We had a really good time. And I think that's another component is have fun in your podcast, which my ADD is kicking off. So I think having fun while you're podcasting is important. Coming back to time is having the time and that set in stone to record. Because if you have a schedule of delivery, your listeners will want that and need that. And if you're not consistent, it's going to create a gap in trust. And that's going to be very, very difficult. So don't let those that you make a promise to down. And if you're going to start it, do it right. If you're going to do it once a month, then just make sure it's done once a month. If it's once a week, make sure it's done once a week. If it's every 2 weeks, then just whatever you do, stick to.
Yeah.
And don't make a promise you can't keep. So map out a series of things that you want to discuss authentically, again, not just to discuss it. And the time, I think, is the biggest factor to find the time to be able to do it well. I do a lot of the editing myself, and you've offered many times, and I know you probably edited as well after I sent it to you, but my whole team has asked me, why are you doing this yourself? I stay up to 4 a.m, sometimes just making sure that everything that I want to communicate is there, or if there's something that I said that I shouldn't have said, I cut that out and figure out where, and sometimes I'll re-record the whole thing because I didn't like it. And because I have a quality control that I want. So as far as the other issue is, myself is the biggest issue, is I don't want to compromise me being a perfectionist with getting it out. So sometimes I have to make compromises because it's going to be as good as it's going to be now. And the only person that's really going to notice is me. And that's okay. Out it goes.
That was really good. I appreciate it. I'm glad we went into that. The last question that I wanted to understand and get a feel for, like with your journey, is around the fact that you do mostly group podcasts with two co-hosts that you've already mentioned before. They came through your program like 7-ish years ago. They were really good students, and then they ended up quitting their high-paying, high-profile jobs to start supporting other people with kind of getting this real estate thing. With that said, I know that there's a lot of people that only do interviews. It's one or two hosts and one or two guests in general. And they only do that. I know other people that only do, it's just solo. It's just me. And in some cases, it's scripted and solo. And then there's you who kind of does a combination, but surprisingly, very few, and I think the number is one ever out of over 100 episodes, interviews. So you're doing more, I think, solo and you and your two co-hosts. Why do you do it that way? There's so much in my mind. It's the ADD thing. But I'm looking at people that say you cannot grow a podcast if you're not interviewing people, because the only way you grow is to have your guests share it with their audience. But you've been able to still grow bigger than most of those people that say that that's the only way to do it. And so I want to understand a little bit more about your system and how that works through your content.
I don't think it was by design. It's just that we have so much content to give. And I say that, and I almost regret saying it, because we really struggled many times where we did an episode and it sounded just very similar to an episode that was 20 episodes ago. So we nixed that episode and we have to have a different version of what we were saying. And our choice to have guests is to support the material and the quality of the content that we're delivering, not to grow the show. So our objective is to give, not to give so we can get something in return, right?
Yep.
So we're going to have a guest that's going to support our mission, our vision, our purpose, that's going to support our community to get content that's going to be applicable to them. In fact, the only guest that I've had so far, now we have other guests that are going to be slated. We've made a conscious decision that we're going to change the format just a little bit to include more guests. And I'd love to have you on at one point as well. There's a handful of people that I already have earmarked for this. The guest that we actually had nothing to do with real estate. It was actually on internet marketing. And I wanted to show the similarities of that business and our business. Everyone says, my business is different, but they're actually all the same. And it comes down to education, tools, understanding the process, surrounding yourself with great people. And as you get into more and more businesses, because I'm in many different businesses, you know this, but I bought a bar back in February that was about to go BK. And we just turned it around. And now there's a 3-hour wait at the door and we're just slaying it. We're doing really, really well. And this is, I don't know if you have a timestamp on this, but this is Halloween week and it's bananas. It's incredible. I'm very, very blessed, very grateful. And all the things that I learned in my real estate business, I'm applying to this business because it's identical. It's the same. So any concept that we can bring that will magnify the message, that's the guest that we're going to have on. And it's going to magnify that value and that message. So it reinforces exactly the point that we're trying to make.
Amazing. Love it. Hey, Marco, thank you for jumping on. If you're listening and you like the content that Marco dropped, he does the same thing with real estate. He will impress you. If I were you, I'd go check out Big Fat Checks. The link is already in the show notes. The link to his company is in the show notes as well. So you'll be able to connect with Marco and learn and grow through what he's doing. He has a small event that he does every month for real estate investors. So if you want more info on that, you'll be able to reach out to him, unless he gives me a specific link he wants me to use for that. I want you to be getting value regardless what you're doing. If it's through your business, I want you to be getting, growing and adding value to others and making lots of money. And I think that it's important, if you are doing that, that you are able to put some money aside for the future and get that cash flow. This is a big reason why I've been doing real estate investing for so many years. And I still continue to invest in real estate, even though I have this business around helping podcasters. So Marco is an incredible person to learn for that. And one of the things that I really like about the program that he has is specific, that like he'll make a promise that he's going to work with you until you achieve a certain thing. And so if you're comfortable with that thing and the investment that it takes to get that thing, like he's in your corner until it happens. And
until death do us part.
100%, 100%. So anyway, you'll be able to connect with Marco. Marco, I'm so grateful. And also, if you're listening, you should know that every other episode is on the even numbered episodes. It's just me pouring into your business. So if you're ready for that, just scroll through to the very next episode and I'll see you there. Bye for now.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by GrowYourShow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.